Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.
We're both in here on this moment of science. Last time we discussed the split brain phenomenon, in which people with severe forms of epilepsy have had, as the last recourse, the two halves of their brains surgically separated. This is done by cutting the bundle of nerve fibers that connects the hemispheres. The result is somewhat shocking, particularly to our assumptions about what it means to be an individual. For example, using a computer, a split-brain patient may be shown an image of a church in the left half of each eye and a blank screen in the right half. When asked what they saw, they will answer nothing. That's because the visual information from the left half goes to the right hemisphere of the brain, which has no speech center, and thus can't say what it saw. With the communication line severed, it can't tell the left hemisphere either, which claims to have seen nothing. But wait, did this person see the church or not? Can half your brain disagree with the other half? Oddly enough, the split-brain patient did see something. It's just that the speaking half of the brain isn't aware of it yet. This can be demonstrated by asking them to draw a picture of what they saw. The unspeaking hemisphere can still control a hand for drawing, and the surprising result is the split-brain patient watching her own hand draw a picture and trying to figure out what she is telling herself. Such experiments pose serious problems for the common sense notion of what we mean when we say, or rather, when one of our hemispheres says, that we are a single person. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. Today's program was prepared by William Oram, with help from David Carrigan in neurology. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.